Today, as we celebrate this glorious feast of Christmas, we are always brought back, of course, to the spot where it all took place and to the events that took place around the birth of our blessed Lord. So we hear in the first reading today about the shepherds and that they say to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that's been revealed to us." So off they went. And they got there, and they saw our Blessed Lady, and they saw Saint Joseph. They saw the baby in the manger, and we are told they understood what had been told to them. What does that mean? Well, if we go back to what was actually told to them, we are told that that they were out in the field in the night, and the angel of the Lord stood by them. The glory of the Lord shone around them, and they feared exceedingly. The angel said, "Do not be afraid. Behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all the people. For today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you, who is Christ and Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." Okay, that's what was told to them. So now they go to Bethlehem and they see the baby in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes. What do they understand? It'd be like if I were to say to you, "Look, X, Y, and Z, something way beyond what you can understand, but I'll give you a sign. The sign that it will be in Minnesota at midnight on Christmas morning. It's going to be 50 degrees outside, there's not going to be a flake of snow anywhere, and it'll be raining out." You're going to say, "That's nuts. In Minnesota? No, 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 no." Well, sure enough, last night, that's exactly what we had. So if you went out at midnight last night and it was raining and 50 degrees, you'd say, "Yeah, it's exactly what he said." Okay, does that mean that I suddenly understand X, Y, and Z? It's like, no. All that I see is the sign. He said that would be a sign of X, Y, and Z. All right? So now what do they understand? That becomes the important question. It's not that they simply saw a baby and said, "Oh, now we get it." No, there was something far, far greater that was happening here. So let's go back and ask ourselves, what is it that the angel told the shepherds that they suddenly understood? First of all, they're told that it's this in the city of David. Now, the shepherds, being Jewish people, would have known the Messiah is going to be born from the line of David. And they knew from the prophecy that the Messiah was going to be born in Bethlehem. Now, did these shepherds understand all that? We don't know. And these shepherds are very simple people, but they could have actually been children. We have no idea. I mean, just think, when Our Lady appeared to the children at Fatima, what were they, 7, 9, and 11? And what were they doing? They were out taking care of the sheep. They were shepherds. So these could have been very, very young children. So how much did they know? How much did they understand? Were they able to say, "That's right. God had made clear through Isaiah that the Messiah is going to be from David's line. Oh yeah, that's right. Micah said that the Messiah is going to be born in Bethlehem." Doesn't really sound like they understood all of that. So then we have to go a little further. The angel says, "Today a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord." If we bring that back into the Hebrew, because that's what they would have, the language they would have spoken, Savior is Yeshua. That's our Lord's name. So it's like, okay, so when they get there, did they say to Our Lady, "Well, what's the baby's name?" She said, "Oh, Yeshua." "Oh, yeah, that's what the angel said. We'd find a baby named Yeshua." No, Yeshua means a Savior. And so, yes, the baby's name is Yeshua, Joshua, Jesus. But it goes beyond that. What does the name mean? He's a Savior. Well, what exactly does that mean? And then he is Christ, in Hebrew, Mashiach, or Messiah. Well, this is what the Jewish people have been waiting for, is for a Messiah who's going to be born in Bethlehem, who's going to be of the line of David. And now they're telling him, look, the Messiah has been born. He's a Savior. He's Yeshua. He is the Messiah. And we are told he is Lord. Now, depending on which word the angel would have used, for the Jewish people, remember, whenever they would come up to the name of God, the holy name of God, they would never, ever pronounce it. And so what they did instead is pronounce the word Adonai, which is Lord. So if the angel used those titles, Yeshua, Mashiach, Adonai, they would have understood. This is the Savior, this is the Messiah, this is God. Because Adonai doesn't just mean simply a master to the people of Israel. They used Adonai with regard only to God. They used that word interchangeably, actually as a replacement for the actual holy name of God. Okay, but now they come, they see the signs exactly as the angel told them. Still, the question is, what exactly did they understand? Did they put all these things together? Or is there more? Everybody, we're told, was marveling at what it is that they were told. Okay, what? Well, that there was going to be a sign. It was going to be a baby in swaddling clothes. Swaddling clothes, remember, are the strips of cloth that they wrap around dead people. You don't wrap a baby in swaddling clothes, which is why it's a sign. Why is a newborn infant in the clothes of somebody who is dead? Because it's the reason he came into the world. He came into this world to die. On the day that you and I were born, our mothers knew that the day would come at when we will die. We all know that. But we weren't born into this world for the purpose of dying. But this baby was. Did they understand that sign? Did they understand that even though the angel said in the city of David and the people said, let's go to Bethlehem. Bethlehem means house of bread. Did they put those pieces together? Because this baby was laid in a manger. A manger is not a crib. A manger is a feeding trough for animals. And so now this baby is in a feeding trough, in a place that's called the house of bread. How much did they understand? That he's going to give himself to us as food in the form of a piece of bread? Could they have understood? We don't know. But what we do know is that our Lord himself glorified his Father and said, what you have hidden from the wise and the learned, you have revealed to the little ones. The shepherds are the little ones. They were the uneducated ones. They were the children. They were the lowest in society. And yet, it is to them that this mystery was revealed, to no one else. It's not like they were huddled around the place and the angels were there glorifying God right around the manger. No, the angel appeared to the shepherds. They were out in the fields. So it was a very specific thing that was done on purpose. The angel went to the shepherds and he revealed to the little ones these mysteries. And if we go back again to St. Matthew's Gospel and ask ourselves, what is it that God has revealed to the little ones that he's hidden from the wise and the learned? Jesus says, no one knows the Father except the Son, and no one knows the Son except the Father. Anyone to whom the Father wishes to reveal him. There is what they understood. This baby is God. This baby, who is life itself, has come to die as the Savior to take away our sins. This little baby, hidden in a manger, absolutely nothing that would suggest that this is divine, reminds us how he is hidden, even to this day. He was hidden behind a human nature as he was born in the manger. He is God from all eternity. He took a human nature from Our Lady. So he is one of us, body, blood, soul. He is God. That is his divinity. He remains hidden among us in the form of a piece of bread. It is not bread any longer. It has changed, and it is the Lord. We can't see him there, just as you couldn't see that Jesus was God when he was laid in a manger. You come up after Mass and you look at the creche. Is there anything there at all that says, oh, yeah, look at that baby. It's pretty obvious he is God. No, there is nothing obvious about it. And so we have to be able to dig a little bit to be able to even to start to understand what somehow these shepherds understood. We're not told what they understood. Just as what we heard in the gospel, the goodness and kindness of God our Savior have appeared. How can that happen? If you are kind, people can see that you're kind. If you do something that's good, people can say, that was really good. But how can your goodness and kindness appear? It's not possible. But St. Paul says the goodness and kindness of God our Savior has appeared. Because God is goodness, because God is love, because God is truth. All these things, we could go right down the line. God himself has appeared in human form. That's what we're celebrating today. So that's what we have to keep in mind as we look at what's going on and be careful not to forget. Because in a secular society, all of this has been removed. All that we want to celebrate are lights and presents. If you listen to the Christmas music that is out there today, there is nothing about Christmas in it. It's about snowmen, it's about snow, it's about whatever. Has nothing to do with Jesus, has nothing to do with the birth of the Lord. I remember back years ago, I was working with a woman who was a Buddhist, and she told me that she put up her Christmas tree. I said, wait, you're a Buddhist, what are you talking about? She said, oh, yeah, but you know, the people at the temple told us a Christmas tree doesn't have any meaning anymore, it's just a seasonal thing, it's just, you know, people put them up. So go ahead and put up a Christmas tree because it doesn't mean anything anymore. So does it mean anything to you? Do the lights on your tree mean anything to you other than they're pretty and that they're nice in the dark? Do the presents under your tree mean anything to you other than, look at what I get, more materialism for me? All these things are there because of Jesus. That's how they all started, but unfortunately, Jesus got pushed out, and trees and lights and presents are all that remain, and it has no relation to the Lord. So maybe today, that's what we need to be able to say. Today, a Savior is born for you who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign to you. There's going to be a tree that signifies life. There is going to be light to be able to remind you that he is light from light, that he is the light that came into the darkness and the darkness couldn't overcome it. There are going to be presents there, not only because the Magi brought their gifts, but because Jesus is the gift of God the Father to you. These are going to be signs to you of why it is that we are here, that why we're celebrating this wonderful feast. And hopefully, when we see those signs, that we can be like the little ones. And that is, we will understand. Because God has revealed to the little ones what he's hidden from the wise and the learned. Jesus said we have to become childlike. The childlikeness of Christmas isn't simply being excited about the presents under the tree. The childlikeness is to accept with faith and with love what God himself has revealed. Not just his goodness and his kindness. He has revealed the entirety of himself in the form of a baby who is wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. The baby who came to die. The baby who is bread. The baby who gives himself to us as food in the Holy Eucharist. The one who remains hidden but remains with us. That is who we are celebrating. That's what this glorious day is all about. The shepherds, somehow, by the grace of God only, understood. Now we have to ask ourselves, can we see the signs around us? They're pointing to something far, far greater. Do you and I understand?